Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is set to be warm across Israel, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will also enjoy clear weather, making it a good day to be outside. Expect a pleasant evening ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, the U.S. Central Command reported earlier today on an Iranian ship incident. CENTCOM stated the ship refused to stop for 6 hours despite destroyer's fire. Also, from the Times of Israel, the IDF has reportedly continued with the demolition of towns in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. This is despite an ongoing ceasefire. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. and Israel face challenging choices in ongoing Iran talks. The discussions focus on Hormuz, Lebanon, and nuclear issues. Separately, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Argentina's President Milei have signed the Isaac Accords in Israel. The accords aim to deepen Latin America ties and were unveiled earlier today. And finally, JNS confirms that Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. The IDF states that Hezbollah continues to exploit the ceasefire for terror activities. Here's what people are saying online. An account named Iacobi posted just minutes ago highlighting an Islamist in Germany with an anti-American and anti-German message. Liza Rosen, a social media user, shared earlier today that Argentina's president is speaking out on global issues, encouraging others to share the message. Middle East underscore 24 reported within the hour that the Sudan armed forces have conducted drone strikes in Darfur. These strikes have reportedly killed over 90 people in various locations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident involving the Iranian ship, CENTCOM's statement and footage underline heightened tensions in the region. The refusal to stop raises concerns about maritime security. This could impact the stability of shipping lanes crucial for global trade. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel notes that the IDF's actions come amid fragile ceasefire conditions. The demolitions of southern towns highlight ongoing regional instability. This may further complicate peace efforts in the area. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post elaborates on the complex negotiations between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Key issues include Iran's nuclear capabilities and influence in the Strait of Hormuz. The outcomes of these talks could significantly influence regional power dynamics. On the diplomatic front, Ynet reveals that the Isaac Accords are a significant step for Israel and Argentina. Modeled on the Abraham Accords, they aim to enhance security and economic cooperation. This could lead to strengthened ties across Latin America. Finally, from JNS, the killing of a UNIFIL peacekeeper by Hezbollah adds tension to the already strained ceasefire in Lebanon. The IDF's statement on Hezbollah's actions underscores the ongoing threat to international peacekeepers. This situation poses a risk to regional stability and international peace missions. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, NIACS is reducing its workforce by 3% in its second round of layoffs within 10 months. Despite strong revenue growth, the fintech company is pursuing efficiency measures, impacting 32 employees, including 20 in Israel. Separately, Ynet Business reports that the SEC has approved a major overhaul of day trading rules. The elimination of the $25,000 minimum for retail investors broadens market access, which brokers and platforms welcome. And finally, Walla Business notes cautious optimism as Israel's treasury cuts the deficit to 4.2%. A combination of strong tax revenue growth and exceptional investment performance has bolstered the wealth fund. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.